Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Todd the Fall with a guest we had on Blunt Business back in 2019 and all the way forward. My next guest is the co-founder of a customer acquisition platform specializing in activating and expanding first-party data for marketing, insights, and measurement with a particular focus on the cannabis industry. And with me once again, Hero Grassroots Marketing, is the co-founder of Surfside, John Lowen. John, thanks for being back.
Thanks for having me.
It's so fascinating when I go back and look at what we talked about on Blunt Business, and if you want, please go ahead and look for that episode back from 2019 and take a listen to it. Surprisingly, there's still some conversations we had at that time talking about branding and talking about AI back in 2019 that really things haven't changed much. We were just talking about before they got on the air. So we've seen some companies that are trying to, you know, use proprietary AI technology when it comes to the grow, when it comes to what's being used in terms of seed-to-sale technology, things like that. And before we get into talking about what has brought you in today, I want to ask you what is about AI, where we've gone in that? Because you're saying before we got on the air, we haven't seen that much of an impact yet.
Yeah, what I was saying is based on what we were doing in 2019, like our goal was always around how can we help people better utilize their first party data in order to activate media campaigns or improve their sales, ultimately improving their business. I think AI has become definitely a big topic of conversation over the recent years, months, even more so. With us, like how we look at it is, how can we simplify the reporting process for you? So rather than giving you a dashboard, maybe you can ask questions to a database and it could provide information for you. So what was my lifetime value for this customer? What is my top selling product? So it just gives you a little bit more flexible, like a cool way from like a B2B perspective is how we see it. Like, how can we improve the process for our customers as it pertains to understanding what's working, what's not working, top selling products, and how to apply that to advertising campaigns to better acquire net new customers? And then ultimately, there's a lot that you can do with AI as it relates to the bidding process and choosing inventory and choosing the right creatives and the right content you should be featuring. What's the best way to communicate with a customer? And I think that's kind of the exciting technical things that we're working on and being able to apply in the advertising ecosystem. But as far as like the application of AI and cultivation and grows and POS systems and e-com, we don't get a ton of exposure to it industry-wide, just because our purview is really on customer acquisition and the marketing lens, and kind of that's where our expertise lies.
And let's talk about what you've been doing right now for helping to reach customers with personalized marketing. Most recently, you have now launched the next generation of advertising technology. It's a national launch of your latest product offering, Commerce Media, and has been in private beta since April 2023. It empowers cannabis brands by opening a new advertising channel directly within a retailer's e-commerce websites and marketplaces. So it's seeing that retailers and cannabis dispensaries can now personalize and improve shopping experiences, providing brands the ability to secure priority placements, improve exposure to in-market shoppers, and measure all media to SKU level sales. Can you elaborate a little more on that? Just what is it about this that makes it such a worthwhile advertising avenue?
Yeah, so when you think about how people are purchasing today, I'll use myself as an example. When you go to Walmart, you go to Amazon, you go to these large marketplaces, but Amazon particularly, if you were to say, I'm looking for a new electric toothbrush. And then when you type that in and press enter, the first three rows are filled with sponsored products that are actually paying for that placement, or you'll see a video or an ad before you even get to the listings for the latest and greatest Norelco or Philips or Samsung electric toothbrush, whatever it may be. And I think people have become very accustomed to this type of marketing as a way to influence the e-commerce buying habits, right? And so being able to have that experience, not only in your standard CPG purchasing or your other e-commerce, other verticals that you're buying in, and now having that available to you in cannabis is going to be a really unique offering in that it's going to help you kind of sift between the thousands and thousands of SKUs that are available to you in this market, and they differentiate state by state in a lot of scenarios. And so it brings some validity to the brands, but also to the customers, so that they understand maybe what they should be purchasing, and having a personalized view of the e-commerce experience rather than the advertising experience. And I think that when we launched it, we've already seen a very strong reception from the retailers who are enabling this capability, and the brands who want to participate and start securing that premium real estate within the e-commerce buy point of purchase.
Now, as of late, John, I can tell you, it might be shoes, it might be, I know shoes a lot because for whatever reason, I do a lot of shoe shopping online. But I also look at other products, gear for like sports gear. I'm seeing so much targeted ads through my social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, whatnot. And I'm being bought into it. I'll tell you, it's pretty consistent. Same thing going with any social media or just looking at different websites where I know that, obviously my search history is being tracked. So they're able to go and see what target ads are put in my way. What is it that commerce media does to bring the products you want to have noticed and seen? What is there anything distinguishing or different? What can you tell me about it?
You actually bring up a really good point, because the cool thing about the offering that we have at Surfside, and it's not common practice with all the commerce media or retail media platforms, is our ability to buy offsite and onsite. And kind of what you were describing is like being able to see those shoes or that pre-roll or those edibles that you were looking at historically on other websites, whether it's social channels or news, weather apps on your phone, whatever it may be. That's what we're calling that's what people generally are calling offsite advertising. And so the ability to kind of continue messaging and bringing people back to that purchasing experience through products that maybe they abandoned cart or they were viewing or looking at, or they might have interest in to add to their cart for next time around, that helps drive people back into that purchase funnel. And then once you click on those ads or go back into that point of purchase, in this case, let's say it was an e-commerce site, you then have those ads available to you, like top row as sponsored units or a hero image that, just shows front and center when you enter that e-commerce experience, or you can even click the ad and it's already in your cart for you. So being able to insert you right back into that purchase point is the value of kind of the offsite extension or component that we offer. And Surfside is uniquely positioned, and we started our business really perfecting offsite advertising and being able to identify people across all these mainstream websites. And now with the addition of commerce media, we have the onsite component, which is the big distinction, is that you now can start buying ad placements and sponsored units, whether it's product listings or the checkout or post-checkout on specific menu pages. You can actually buy advertising so that your products are being featured top row or along the side, so that you actually have inventory within the shopping experience rather than on like social channels or mainstream websites. And so it really completes that full purchase funnel for you, so that when you see ads in the real world or the wild out in the streets, and then you're seeing them on your digital devices, and then you're seeing them in the shopping experience, it connects all those dots. And what we're seeing is just much higher conversion rates and stronger sales for our brands and the retailers.
Tailoring shoppable content, creative messaging for each individual customer. Now, is there anything you could tell me about distinguishing how much is it really helping out for online traffic to any particular cannabis company's website? Or in foot person traffic getting into the stores?
Yeah, so right now we're really focused on the e-commerce experience. We're in the process of actually integrating with a number of in-store screens and customer facing devices and like kiosks actually at the retailers themselves. But some statistics around some of the data that we've seen for some of these campaigns, 10% incremental sales for the retailers across all their different products when they're enabling these ads, which is a factor of just higher conversion rates driven by the ads themselves. The ads themselves are seeing a 16% lift in sales, are seeing increase in market share across the footprint that they're advertising across and in stock. And then we're also seeing over 30% increase on like all the e-commerce actions. So people are adding more items to cart, they're viewing more items, they're spending more time on site, and there's more sessions. And so this is just creating more shopper activity. And then from a data perspective, that's more intel about what are their interests, what are they looking at, what other behaviors can we gather from them? And it helps improve the knowledge that you have about your customers that are completing purchases or customers that are not yet completing purchases, and how can you then convert them to be loyal customers for your business. But all in all, I would say that when a retailer or dispensary has been enabling this offering, it has not only helped the brands that are advertising, but created stronger relationship with those brands and helping those brands sell through at those stores, but it's also helping sales store-wide.
Well, we talked before as well. I talked to you a lot about branding, and it really comes down to the fact that to be able to do the commerce media platform and to be able to get these ads targeted and get to the right people, I would go ahead and tell people right now, go to surfside.io and then look for commerce media. You can go ahead and take a look at that. There's a nice little purple banner on the very top to go ahead and click right through, or just go to surfside.io/commerce-media and take a look at what they have. Because in those listings, it would be a mattering about whichever brands or products that are going to be showcased. If it's going to be something that looks similar to what the menu looks like on that particular company's website, the particular brands are going for. Talk to me how much that takes into account as to what should be targeted. Anything that's really, because we're not going to go much with text as it is so much with visuals, and be able to get some product placement that's really going to stand out. Color schemes, the branding itself.
Yeah, so we kind of call there's two elements, right? And the ones that look just stand, like you, if you have a dispensary, they're already selling, let's call it 500 SKUs on their website. Those SKUs already have product cards and content on site because you want to sell those products. What we're enabling is the ability to ensure that your product card or your product listing is showing up in the top row or has some level of premium placement. Those units tend to be akin to like a native placement where that it looks like and feels like all the other product listings, but it's says it's sponsored, you know, or paid or by, right? And so you know that it's an advertisement, but the idea is that it really melds into the look and feel of the site itself, so it doesn't feel like an advertisement, because ultimately it's just a suggestion, right? And it does want to flow through the existing the same purchase funnel and the same look and feel of the site. So when you do implement these type of offerings, they all are custom and built to be native to the site, so that it does not feel intrusive or over the top. The value that we bring out with the other units is that you can customize and pick where you want to place them, where they live, how they look, how they feel, the size of them, what advertisers you're willing to accept and not accept. So there's a lot of flexibility that was built into the platform at the onset in order to support for that, because the most important thing is that you want to ensure that when customers come to your site, it's a good shopping experience for them. There's good UX, there's good UI. It's seamless and frictionless in order to make a purchase. And so one of the big benefits that we offer is that when a user comes to the site, because we have so much information about who these customers are and their previous buying habits and their previous purchase decisions, we have the ability to understand what ads should be delivered to this person. And so we know that a user comes to the site and they're historically an edibles buyer, we're going to feature edibles products in the banners and in the sponsored listings, right? Because we know that that's what they're likely to purchase. But if we know we've never seen them buy a pre-roll before, the likelihood for us to convert, and that's to the benefit of the dispensary and the brand, it's not valuable to them. So we try to personalize the ads and the content that we deliver in order to ensure the customer has a good experience, which ultimately leads to higher sales.
And when you bring up the customer experience, I'll tell you, in the last 4 or 5 years, you've seen so many advancements into the targeted shop, the consumer shopping experience when you look at targeted ads to draw people to other websites. For me, I feel like, especially social media has done very good, where the advertising, not maybe not so much what was being put as the messaging in some cases, but I'm just saying seeing more ads, more of what I want to see if I'm going to go ahead and engage. I'm seeing more of that more often. I think that companies are doing a better job, or at least the platforms are doing a better job of giving you a place to go ahead and be noticing. You see that X or Twitter has changed up their ad scheme now. That's not so much whether you see a sponsor or where it is. You just see a little tag, but it looks like the tweets are just going along in normal uniform fashion. Same thing with Facebook, same thing with Instagram, same thing with LinkedIn. I'm just seeing that it's being much more uniform. It's just blending in better. What do you think about the fact that of that going on? Has that really helped out? And that really, when you see the way that where you can put the advertising in that e-commerce, talking about what do you feel like where you could put it now and how much better it is to do that, which times out well with commerce media.
Yeah, again, that those units are very similar to kind of what we were just talking before, where they tend to be native-esque units where they are in stream with your browsing and viewing experience. So your Instagram ads are going to look similar to a story from a friend, right? And right. So that's kind of by design. But the net is ultimately that you're seeing people invest more time and you're seeing brands and advertisers put more money, and you're seeing platforms work on the assets or the ad opportunities available to you as an advertiser in places where people are spending most of their time. And right now, the majority of people's time is spent on search and social and across really core content sites. And the other huge amount of time that people spend on is shopping. You know, online shopping is a huge component of where people are spending their time and especially their dollars. And ultimately, the closer you can get to that point of purchase, the more valuable that inventory is. And so even with social, you're still a couple clicks away from the shopping experience. And so with these commerce media offerings, you're already in the shopping experience. And so being able to influence at the point of purchase online. And then, you know, when you talk about the extension of being able to influence at a kiosk or on a screen while you're in store, it's the value of the context of that situation is very valuable on top of the context of the actual content itself. So right. That's kind of like the really big trigger for commerce media.
The ads, in my way of looking at it, they look approachable. It's not like where I'm watching these Temu ads that are spamming all over the place and just god awful. They want to stand out with like orange and they want to have these look at these ridiculous prices. Something that's just it's just beyond the scope. But what you're doing here, approachable, you know, it blends in right because the platforms also make it possible to blend in right, and it's working. And when those that have gone on the commerce media and have been using the platform, what have you heard in terms of testimonials, case studies? What's been the impact by customers that have been using it so far?
I encourage you all to go to our website, surfside.io, and download our case studies. We have free plug. We have a ton of case studies and results. We've been live for a number of months now. We're live in a number of states, which more or less will be national sooner rather than later, and also available in Canada very soon. What are the results? The results are good. They're, you know, across the board.
Let's just say John just told me, hey, I said, where do you have them? I said, listen, just go to the website. I got the receipts.
Great. But in short, like, it's not for a retailer or dispensary. It's a brand new revenue stream for you. You can start earning a new revenue stream that's all high margin for you, because ultimately this was an unmonetized sector of your business. You had this website, which was a cost center. Now you've got the ability to turn that cost center into a profit center for you, because you can start monetizing unused inventory. So we're taking unused space on your site and being able to allow brands to deliver ads in those units so that you can now create that revenue stream. But the byproduct of that is those brands are seeing higher sales. other brands on site are seeing higher sales as a result of stronger conversion rates and more traffic to the site and more actions in the e-commerce experience. From a brand perspective, I feel like we haven't talked about that a lot, but like the brands haven't historically had really a great avenue to advertise in cannabis. They've tried D2C, they've pushed to delivery platforms. They've done a lot of stuff to push to like for co-op campaigns to run with the retailer, and you can like measure foot traffic or you can measure sales on a store by store basis. And it's difficult to kind of scale that solution out when you're talking about specific co-ops. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like a one, this works across a one to many where you can get store level and SKU level insights at every store you're delivering against across your entire footprint within one platform. And what's cool about the Surfside platform is we're e-com agnostic, we're point of sale agnostic, we're dispensary agnostic, so we're able to scale across the entire industry.
Love it. Hey, I'm telling you from my own experience. I mean, I know I can look at things around, you know, my house that I've been buying, and I'm realizing, how did I go ahead and get myself to the being caught up in buying it? Because I mean, it's enough that I buy, you know, that comes to the house. So the e-commerce, I know it was effective for me. And for business owners right now, we already know that there's always been the issues of how to go ahead and, you know, properly use that advertising for cannabis businesses, you know, within the parameters that are allowed. And Commerce Media is allowing to do that through Surfside.io. Again, Surfside.io, and again, /commerce-media. Make sure to look for that. And again, John Lowen with Surfside, the co-founder of Surfside Solutions. Thank you again for being on, and really appreciate you taking time out. Glad to go ahead and got a chance to go ahead and catch up.
Yeah, great connecting with you. Maybe we do it in less than 3 years. Years ago? Yeah, we can do it. We can up the cadence next time.
Exactly. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.